The physical beauty of our region is striking, and some of the human-created species are pretty impressive, too. Like Lithia Park, not only is there a feast for the eyes, the ears can have some fun, too, and not just with the sounds of the birds and the squirrels. Our next guest has spent years playing his cello in Lithia Park, sometimes with other musicians and instruments. Now he's expanding the concept. Daniel Sperry is the founder and executive director of Park Music Beauty. Daniel, welcome to the Exchange Studio.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you get started with playing music in the park?
Well, that's a really interesting story. I was at a particular point in my life where I just wanted to connect very directly with people through my music. And I had kind of made a strong personal commitment to that all of a sudden in my life. And I'd actually given a house concert just about a week before I came into the park, where a woman gifted me a cello, the cello that I now play. I call that, my cello's name is Flair, after a Mary Oliver poem that I recited at that house concert. And I was coming into the park with my son, and he wanted to hear the cello. And I just set up on the wall, that beautiful stone wall along the path, and started playing. I didn't know what busking was. I just randomly left my case open. I didn't realize that after a half an hour, my son said, "Dad, look in your case." And there was, you know, a bunch of cash in the case. And I realized that it was a really wonderful thing to be there in the park and play and have people have that experience. So I began to sort of experiment with where in the park would be a good place to play. And I would come at different times. And eventually I landed on this spot, which is just past the duck pond and in front of some benches. And that has become just this magical scene over the years where people come with their picnic blankets and kids dance, and all kinds of amazing things have happened, like people proposing to each other and things like that.
How many years have you been doing it now?
It's been about 12 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now when then did this begin to turn a corner, to morph from just you to this larger effort that we know as Park Music Beauty?
Well, over the last couple of years, I've been thinking there should be a way to perpetuate this. I'm not going to be able to do it forever, and I started looking at what I was making from tips, and I realized that on average, I make more per hour than the average symphony musician. So I started to understand that it could be a viable proposition for a really good musician if they had a guarantee, if I could guarantee them a certain amount of money and help them to develop an audience. So I started this nonprofit. We had a really good response last year, and there's a wonderful violinist that was the first person that we began to support, Kathleen Strom, who just was the perfect first person to support because she has this beautiful repertoire of many different kinds of music. And almost from the very beginning, I think in one of her very first sessions there, she was playing an Argentine tango, and a couple started dancing up and down the walk. They were, you know, doing tango, and I was like, okay, so we've kind of we're hitting it out of the park.
I believe this is Kathleen playing with you. If you grab the headphones in front of you, we have this clip to play of you and Kathleen, I think it is, playing Fields of Gold by Sting in the park.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. That's a one that I love to play with her. We oftentimes do duets in the in-between times between my set and her set.
So is Kathleen the first musician you've been able to launch through Park Music Beauty?
Yeah, she's the first musician that we've been able to launch. She was playing 2 days a week last year, and she's going to play more like 4 days a week this year. She just wanted to try it out, and there was another kind of a landmark moment last season where someone came up to her and asked if she could play Bohemian Rhapsody. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. She played it. She just knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
All the way through. It was, you know, everybody was astounded. So she'll be back this season.
Daniel Sperry is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder and executive director of Park Music Beauty, basically expanding what he's been doing for 12 seasons now in Lithia Park in Ashland, playing music in the great outdoors and getting paid for it. You can join us with your questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. So is this meant to be a supplemental kind of thing? Do you see this as a primary source of income for any of the people who take part?
Well, I think every musician, like Kathleen, for example, is putting together a livelihood around multiple different sources. The people in this quintet that I've put together, some of them play in the Rogue Valley Symphony, but it's, I would say, a substantial supplement to most musicians' income. It'll be something that could be a game changer for them.
So what are the mechanics of it all? Because now that you have this nonprofit structure, are you fundraising separately from what ends up getting tossed in the various cases and tip jars?
How do you mean?
How do you raise the money? Is the money raised on the spot or is it raised separately from
the
venue? Okay,
so that's a really good question. It's a very interesting, I would call it a business model. What we're doing is gathering support, like, for example, at this fundraiser that we're having this evening at the Ashland Springs Hotel. And that allows me to guarantee each musician a certain amount of money per hour. And then on the spot, people put tips in the, you know, music cases of people that are out there. And like, for example, in Kathleen's case, 2/3 of the money she makes comes from those tips. So as a musician develops an audience, that makes it possible for us to go on and employ the funds that we have for another musician to launch, you know, another project. For example, in the case of the quintet that we started last year, every performance that we did, about 1/3 of the money that we had guaranteed for them came from tips on the spot. And we're all about developing that audience. So we have some videographers out there that are trying to get good footage of the performances, and we put that on social media and look to letting people know that they can come to the park and have this amazing experience.
So tell us about the fundraiser. That's this evening at Ashland Springs Hotel. Are you still have spots open in there?
We don't have any spots left open. We should have bought some more dinners for people so more people could come.
Well, that's a good thing. You want to be sold out.
We have 78 people coming, and the quintet will perform. We have an amazing little piano quintet. It's 3 cellos, violin, and piano. Irina Kurielina from Ukraine is our pianist. Kathleen's playing violin. We have Chris Yenny and Manon Robert Shaw on cello, along with myself. And some of the music that we'll play are compositions that I have created. I do these musical portraits that have been created for individual people. And then there'll be some familiar tunes that we'll play as well.
And the musical portraits, as I understand, that are also a source of income for Park Music Beauty?
Yes. Yeah. We're really trying to develop a kind of a broad repertoire, not only of pieces that people are familiar with, but also original music. And most of the music that I play in the park is my own original music. These are individual pieces that people have commissioned for an occasion or as a gift for a loved one. And it's quite a satisfying thing to have the person that commissioned the piece to be able to play their music when they come into the park. So that happens a lot these days.
So you have an agreement, I understand it, between Park Music Beauty and the Ashland Parks Department?
Yes. Well, the the agreement, the last I spoke with them, is that I'm grandfathered in.
Okay.
You know, there's an ordinance that says that if you play an instrument that carries, the sound carries for more than 50 feet, you may be in violation of that ordinance, but that seems to be sort of enforced selectively based on what's going on, you know, in the area. And generally, the town seems to be very supportive of, you know, good music in the streets.
All right. We'll see where things go down the road. The organization is called Park Music Beauty. Daniel Sperry, who's played the cello in Lithia Park in Ashland for 12 years now, is the founder and executive director of it, and the fundraiser is tonight, although no spots left. So we'll talk about the next fundraiser, I guess. Daniel Sperry, thanks for coming to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you.